Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Jumping right into a two-day special called Surround Bible, sharing the real story of Christmas.
In the beginning was the Word.
Of the Lord.
And the Word was God.
Moses.
Here I am.
Let there be light.
Welcome to Surround Bible. Welcome to the Wonder. And now, the real story of Christmas.
In the beginning was the Word.
Let there be light.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness that he might testify about the light, that all might believe through him.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
He was not the light, but was sent that he might testify about the light, the true light that enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David,
the son of Abraham.
Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac became
the father of Jacob. Jacob became the father of Judah and my brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar.
Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar.
Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron became
the father of Ram. Ram became
the father
of Amminadab. Amminadab
became the father of Nahshon. Nahshon became
the father of Salmon. Salmon became the father of Boaz.
Salmon became the father of Boaz by Rahab.
Boaz became the father of Obed.
Boaz became the father of Obed by Ruth.
Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became
the father of King David. David became the father of Solomon.
David became the father of Solomon by her who had been Uriah's wife.
Solomon became the father of Rehoboam.
Rehoboam became the father of Abijah. Abijah
became the father of Asa. Asa
became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat became
the father of Joram.
Joram
became the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became
the father of Jotham. Jotham became
the father of Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh.
Manasseh
became the father of Amon. Amon became the father of Josiah.
Josiah became the father of Jeconiah.
And my brothers, at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel
became the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became
the father of Abiud. Abiud
became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim
became the father of Azor.
Azor
became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim.
Akim became
the father of Eliad. Eliad became the father
of Eleazar. Eleazar
became the father of Mathan. Mathan became the father of Jacob. Jacob
became the father of Joseph, the husband
of Mary, from whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David to the exile to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the carrying away to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations.
You're listening to Surround Bible. You can always stop by for a visit at surroundbible.com. Welcome to the Wonder. Welcome back to Surround Bible.
Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her,
"Rejoice. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered what kind of greeting this might be.
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
How can this be, since I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is born from you will be called the Son of God. Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, also has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Behold, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Then the angel departed from her. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Mary entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Elizabeth.
Oh, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
How did you...
For behold, when the voice of your greeting came into my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has looked at the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is for generations and generations on those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down princes from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has given help to Israel, his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring, forever.
Come here.
Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her house.
You don't believe me, do you?
Mary.
After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
Despite...
And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
I will take care of this matter in private.
But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Oh! Oh.
Joseph, son of David.
Yes.
Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
What? Oh!
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins.
Oh, Lord God.
So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
which is translated God with us.
Mary.
Yes.
Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, covenant. Did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife.
To take you as my wife.
And did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son.
City of his birth to be registered. Let it be known. This is the will of Caesar Augustus. All must comply. Failure to do so will be met with severe punishment.
Now it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first census made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to register themselves, everyone to his own city.
All right, easy down here, this way.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to David's city, which is called Bethlehem.
There it is.
Because he was of the house and family of David, to register himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was with child.
Joseph.
You're listening to Surround Bible. You can always stop by for a visit at surroundbible.com. And now a special feature as we take you behind the scenes of Surround Bible.
Hi, I'm John Fornoff. I'm the producer for Surround Bible, and I have two very special guests with me. I have Chris Anthony, and I've got Jonathan Cotton. Chris, Jonathan, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Hi, great to be here.
Yes.
And Chris, you know, of course, she's the voice of Adventures in Odyssey. And also you've heard her as Barbie. She was Barbie for many, many years. And she's a voice of many toys and lots of animation projects. And Jonathan has been in a lot of audio dramas with us, Lamplighter Theater. He's been with Jonathan Park, Adventum, Pray.com with The Chosen People. He's working on a really cool project there with the Bible. These are wonderfully talented people, but they're also wonderful friends. And I just wanted them to share their heart about what happened on June 27th, 2025. What happened in the studio from your perspective? So this is Surround Bible. You're just kind of getting used to the project. Tell me what it was like to be there when we recorded the first two episodes of the show.
Scene one, take one, and rolling.
I was thrilled, not only to be asked, but it wasn't a huge part, but it was an important part. And I loved playing Anna, because Anna got to be, well, she's a prophetess. And that's an exciting thing for me.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, this is the one. Oh, this is the one who is bringing our redemption. Oh, may I hold him, please?
Of course. I love playing a good, strong character in the Bible.
You got to play a couple other roles there. We'll talk about the genealogy in just a moment, which was an amazing moment in the studio. Okay. Jonathan, what was it like for you? Because you played a bunch of roles there. You played the shepherd.
Lying in a feeding trough.
You played one of Herod's guards.
They asked me about a baby born in Bethlehem. They called him King of the Jews.
You played, you played a bunch of stuff. Yeah. This is one of those amazing voices.
Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And stay there until I tell you. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Gee, Jonathan.
He's my go-to for, like, whenever I need, a bunch of wonderful voices. So
just a box of crayons.
Jonathan, what was it like for you, sir?
You know, it's really great. I love the Bible. You know, I've grown up with it. Like, I grew up with the Bible. I'm a pastor's kid, you know, so, I mean, it was surrounded by it. My dad has a doctorate in biblical languages. And so I grew up reading the Bible. But then when the Lord came into my life in a really personal way, the Bible started coming. You know, this is something you hear a lot, the Bible coming alive, you know, but it did. It came to life in me. So being in the studio and working with you on this project is the thing that I love the most in my entire life, seeing how the Bible is real. It's not just words, not just words on a page, that it actually is the words of the Lord.
I love that. I love that. You guys weren't just reading lines. You were feeling the heartbeat of the moment, and you just brought it to life.
Every time we approached a new scene or just entering a new room in the recording of where you were, what you were doing, it was so realistic. I know for me, there was a couple moments where I stood there and I listened to the voices saying the words that were written on the pages of the Bible. And it's like Jonathan said, it was so powerful.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
Go and search diligently for the young child.
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end.
As Chris from Odyssey, I'm always quoting the scriptures to, you know, everybody that's listening. This was a nice chance to hear some of those scriptures being read by incredible actors and bringing the life to those very words.
Mm-mm-mm. and there's more to come. Jonathan, Chris, it's an honor to be with you, and I can't wait to do more with you guys.
You've been listening to Surround Bible.
We'll continue tomorrow and complete this special Surround Bible, The Real Story of Christmas, on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of the broadcast, want to listen to it again, or share it with a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.